Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Russell Dickerson is finally bringing the RD party back to the UK. His headline tour kicks off on the 26th of August, and he's headlining the Long Road Festival on the 25th of August. Russell, howdy. Ooh, what are you going to bring for us this time?
We got the usuals. We got yours, Blue Tacoma, Every Little Thing, Love You Like I Used To. All the She Likes It. You know, we got the goods. But we're coming back over with a new one, Bones. We're bringing the Bones over, baby.
So I've been saying, like, every time I play it, I'm like, you know, look, we've got time, y'all. We've got time to get word perfect on this so we can sing along to, you know, every single word when Russell comes over. So I reckon you're going to be getting that. Because, I mean, everybody always sings along, right, when you're over here?
Yeah. It's crazy, like, not even just the singles, but, like, the album cuts. It's like, if they're a fan of you, they're a fan of you. Your whole body of work. Like, over here, I feel like it's more like, oh, cool, I heard this song on a playlist one time. Over there, it's like, whoa, like, Russell Dickerson, I'm in. I want all of his music.
Well, yeah, we do. We do. We want all of the music. And you know what I'm excited about? Because, obviously, I've seen you many times, both here and in Nashville. I don't think I've ever seen you in an outdoor festival setting before, you know? So I'm excited about the Long Road. I was saying on the show the other day when I was playing Bones, I was saying, you know, I've seen him where he always blows the roof off of places, but I'm so excited to see him where there ain't no roof. Like, what's he going to bring? So what is an outdoor RD party like?
I mean, to me, that's what I always, like, envision. Is like the wide open, like, especially where you're like amphitheaters, and like we've been on tour with Sam Hunt all summer, so it's like being able to be outdoors, and like I'm a big sunset guy, I love the sky, and so to just like to be under the wide open sky is like, it's so cool, and it just makes the night so much more magical.
And also because you're headlining, and because, you know, the sun goes down quite late in the UK because we're so far north, you get that sunset thing while you're on stage, and it's just a perfect thing. So I cannot wait. Are you bringing the fam? Because the fam has grown since last we spoke as well, right? You got a new one.
The fam has grown. Yeah, we got Radford, who is about 10 months old right now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we've tried the fam van Euro tour thing, but
Does that mean that you're going to be like, oh, okay, I don't have the kids. I'm in Europe. I can crank it up to 11.
Yeah, I guess. I like to think that it doesn't like affect the show, but it's like, you know, I do think that it is like more brain space of like, I don't have to worry about where they are. It's like, is Kaylee okay? Is this okay? Like everything is just like, all right.
What do you like to do? I mean, obviously you like to perform and you know, we can't wait for this, but you've been over to the UK quite a few times now. Like you know this place like the back of your hand. Is there anything that you're like, oh, I can't wait to eat that, or I can't wait to go to that pub or that restaurant or go see that?
One of my favorites, and this may be a cliche thing. I mean, obviously fish and chips is what I'm waiting for, but specifically the Champion pub. If you know where the Champion is, it's right by the park.
Hyde Park?
Is that like the big one?
That's the one.
Right across the street. Yeah, the Champion.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing. And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing. Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing.
You're doing a tour as well, so you get to see some of your favorite other places.
Yeah. I mean, we're going Manchester, Birmingham.
Yes.
Proper London.
Yeah, you're doing it all.
So, yeah, we're all over. And it just, like, there's a Thai restaurant in Manchester that we always have to hit up. But this is like our eighth or ninth time over there. We've done C2C a few years, another C2C, and then headlining. And yeah, this has got to be seven.
What's super cool about it is each time I've seen you, it's grown, right? Like, you know, because I remember seeing you at some point early on. I'm pretty sure you were at a venue called The Borderline, which was like a basement venue with a pole like in the middle of the floor that everybody had to kind of look around. Legendary venue for sure. That sadly no longer exists. But, you know, each time you come over, obviously the audiences get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then, as you mentioned, you know, C2C and your own headlining tours, and the venues get bigger. And now, you know, headlining the Long Road and doing an even bigger tour. And there must be something super satisfying about that. A, it's moving in the right direction. But B, the fact that your stuff connects with people like all around the world.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's crazy is, I mean, I remember coming to London on the headlining tour and it was sold out. And there was like, you know, 1,400 people there or something, maybe 50. I don't know. But it's like, holy cow. Like, that is a beautiful sight to see in a different country, a different continent, where, you know, these people are listening to music, and, you know, where we can come and gather that many people together in one room to sing these songs that I've written is like, that's what I do it for. Like, yeah, to write songs and to gather as many people together in each city to sing them and like just have the freaking time of our life.
Yeah, it feels like, I mean, well, definitely time of our lives. I mean, every Russell show is always just, the RD party is always kicking off. So that, again, why I'm so excited about the Long Road, and everybody's going to be in such a great mood, like being there and finally having you back. But also, I think there's just something really lovely about it not mattering where you're from and being able to connect to music, whatever the genre might be. And of course, we're in this moment at the, like right now, where it's just all about country. It's caught the zeitgeist and everybody's, you know, wanting a piece of it, and everybody's kind of climbing in, and whether it's fashion or whether it's music or collaborations or whatever. And listen, I'm all for that. I'm absolutely all for it. And certainly in this country, we've seen such an uptick in people getting into country music. But in the States, have you felt the same thing? Because obviously it's always been a big deal in the States, but have you noticed it?
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously Post Malone is making a country album. That's probably the biggest example.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, even like Diplo has been dabbling in country, yeah. Like Shaboozy, you know, that's yeah. More like a hip hop country vibe. And he was out on tour with me earlier this year before.
Was he?
He popped off, yeah. This is like March, I think. And
is he as much fun as we want him to be?
Oh, yeah. Like, super good vibe. I think at that point, he had played like 8 shows.
Right.
And I'm like, dang, bro. I wish I would have blown up after 8 shows.
So, you know, I can see a little bit of his swagger kind of being influenced by the swagger that you have on stage as well. You know, because the thing is, when obviously he's got his own thing going on. I'm not taking anything away from that. But I know, and you will have had this early in your career, you know, you're opening up for these guys that have been doing it for longer than you have, and you're watching how they're doing it, and you might not necessarily feel like at that moment you've got that authentically within you, because you're not used to playing to that many people. And so you watch the headliner and then you go out there and try and absorb some of that.
Always. Yeah. I mean, even to this day, I'm out like opening for Sam Hunt. Like, I'm out in the crowd. I want to see the set list. I want to see the lights. I want to see how the flow goes. And like, would I order the songs differently, or would I, you know?
Yeah,
I'm always there in my brain to try to piece together the best live show we can.
Yeah, like, is my t-shirt fitted better than Sam Hunt's t-shirt? That sort of thing.
Yes.
Speaking of, I mean, outside, you're no retiring shy little flower when it comes to being on stage. And, you know, I've seen you in the dead of winter and the guns come out, you know, here come the arms. So August Bank Holiday weekend, sun's out, you're outside. I mean, what's going to happen?
I mean, we have no choice but to bear arms.
Okay, yes, okay, good.
We have no choice.
You heard it here first, no sleeves at the Long Road when Russell Dickerson headlines on the 25th of August. Hey, I'm going to let you go. You got to go do stuff. always a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in real life person at the Long Road, 25th of August, headline tour from the 23rd of August, the new single, you know it because we've been playing the pants off of it, Bones. So we will see you real soon, RD.
Awesome. Thank you, Bailey. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.